Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
Welcome back here to Collins High School. We are just a few minutes away from kickoff. Just had the coin toss. Let's go to John Carroll and see how that turned out.
Guys, Collins won the toss, and surprisingly, they deferred to the second half, which kind of shocked me. As much offense as Lucas likes to run, but they did defer to the second half. They will be kicking off to Bullet East to start the game.
Thanks for John for checking in. So Collins wins the toss and defers. We'll see if they can make a defensive stand here early and get the ball back and get on the board. It will be Nick Eads continuing. Did see Lindsey Crickey on the sideline dressed out tonight and see if she will. Not sure if she'll handle the extra point and field goals or not, but we do see that Nick Eads will still continue to handle the kickoff duties for the Titans.
I'm glad we got get ready to get started here. We got a lot of people checking in. We got some of our number one listeners. My man Bakes listening tonight. One thing good about a late start, I mean, Bakes gets to have a lot more better comments because the later the night goes, the better the comments get.
That's very true. We've got number 16, Hunter Wood, and 23, Hunter Perdue, back deep for Bullet East. Nick Eads set to kick it off, and this game's underway. A short kick going to be taken by the up man at the 30-yard line, has a path up the right sideline, and finally tackled up at the 42-yard line. So great field position to start things off here for the Chargers.
Matthew Fitzgerald on the tackle there. But like you mentioned, great field position. Nick didn't really get that ball very good.
McKenna on the return.
So ball at the right hash. First and 10 Chargers just starting things off here in the first quarter. Bullies will open in a four-receiver set. Quarterback Zach Kessler in the shotgun. Threw for 153 yards a week ago. Hands it away.
Touchdown.
Right up the middle. Perdue's got it. He's into the open field being chased by Harris, and he won't catch him. Touchdown, Chargers. Spread Collins out and took a handoff right up the middle. And Hunter Perdue takes it 58 yards for the Chargers' touchdown.
Looks like they had a little miscommunication a bit on the snap, but after they got the ball in his hands, he was gone untouched.
Guys, what I've seen was when they went to the twins both left and right, Collins moved their safety out of the middle of the field and overshadowed the right side of the field, left it wide open up the middle.
Hunter Perdue had 15 carries for 190 yards a week ago, and he helps that total quite a bit on the first play of the game, taking it 58 yards. Kicker on here for the extra point attempt.
Not really what you want to do when you defer.
No.
That's one of the things that surprised me, that Lucas would give them the ball, as well as they moved against Louisville Eastern last week, that he just wouldn't take the ball and just go ahead and try to score first.
He's been deferring here. It used to not be his theory, but the last couple of years he's kind of changed his mind.
Extra point was good. 11:46 to go in the first. Bullet East leads at 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Roseberry, Wilson, and Maggard back deep. His ball's going to be kicked and taken by Roseberry at his own 10-yard line. Taking it hard up the middle of the field, now trying to bounce it to the outside. He will be upended at about the 35-yard line.
One thing tonight, Collins talking about getting healthy and getting Sam Herod back. Didn't start on the defensive side, but he is starting on the offensive side of the football tonight. He's a senior that had some back issues, so it's good to have his leadership back out there, especially a senior. You don't want to miss every game, you know, any games, being this is the last year.
Collins opens up four receiver set. Jacoby Evans, the lone back in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes it, rolling to his right, looking to throw. Plenty of time, looking deep down.
He's got him open.
Down to the 30-yard line. kind of turned himself around. He'll make the catch inside the 30 and tumble down at the 28. So a couple of big plays from both sides of the ball early, and Collins on the move with it.
That right there was a slow progressing play. You got to give the offensive line a lot of credit. Gave J.R. plenty of time and gave Maggard time to be able to run his route. J.R. didn't really hit him in stride, but it was a nice throw, nice catch by Dalton.
First and 10 Titans. Two backs in the backfield this time. Evans to his right, Roseberry to his left. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes a snap, takes a handoff to Evans, gives it to Roseberry. Nashon bounces to the outside. Down inside the 20, makes a man miss. Tight rope him to the sidelines, and we'll run out of bounds just inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line.
We had a guy mention how straight that line was down there. Roseberry about tippy-toed right down through there.
Collins will have it now, first and goal from the 5.
Collins actually ran a little trap play with both the backside guard and tackle on that. Came down and kicked out outside linebacker, and it was there.
Lucas will stay in the shotgun. Evans to his left. J.R. takes it. Shovel pass forward to Roseberry. Tries to cut it upfield and would have probably scored on that play, but lost his footing and will go down inside the 5 right at the 4-yard line. J.R. looks to the sideline for the play. As everyone gets lined up, they'll stay in the shotgun. Evans the lone back in the backfield here with J.R. Lucas takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking to throw right side.
Touchdown,
Titans. Dalton Maggard on a little comeback to the outside. We saw that a couple times last week. And they hook up again, and Collins answers the long touchdown run by Bullet East, going right back down the field, and they're an extra point away from tying this one up. And it will be Lindsey Crickey on for the extra point attempt.
I don't know who the cornerback is for Bullet East, but he's not guard. He can't cover Maggard. Can't cover him.
And we like to thank that cornerback today for listening.
Hey. He may have to go under the hood. And the extra point is blocked. Slow developing.
It was a bad snap.
It was a bad snap and right up the middle.
So Collins scores but can't convert the extra point. Bullet East still leads 7-6. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
About the 35-yard line, tackle on the play by Jacoby Evans. Now mark him up to the 36. Bullet East, first and 10 from their own 36. They've only run one offensive play. Hunter Perdue took a handoff right up the middle of the field, 58 yards for the opening touchdown. Collins is since answered, but missed the extra point. Bullet East lead 7-6.
Guys, Bullet East is back in that same formation. Let's see if Collins adjusts and keeps the safety staying in the middle.
Ketzer takes the snap, rolling to his right. Now he's going to look like he's going to run with it. Cuts it up to the 40, up to the 45, spinning close to the first down marker at the 46-yard line.
Got that end. The defensive end got knocked down on that side, and he got outside and ran.
Gonna
first
be
down.
Good enough for a first down. Last week, Ketzer 7-17 through the air for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns, but also ran it 12 times for 45 yards. First and 10, Bullet East from their own 46. Low snap picked up by Kessler. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and tackled there by Jaden Wilson. Kind of a low snap, kind of threw that play off. Isaiah White going to check back in.
Guy we didn't mention, I don't think, during the pregame, but played well last week and cut that play, made that play go out the middle, was Dane Kidwell. Playing it in right there, he's the one that forced the ball back into the middle right there. And
second and 10, Chargers from their own 46. Kessler stakes a snap, looking to throw. Middle of the field and through the hands of his intended receiver up at midfield. That was number 44, Justin Deffler, just threw his hands. Maybe a little bit behind him, but I'm sure one that the coaching staff would say needs to come up with.
This is last year was Collins' problem, getting off the field on third down. Now third and 10, they need to get a stop here and get off the field.
Guys, Collins is not getting any penetration up front. They've got to have something.
Kessler drops a snap, picks it back up, being pressured, got a man, and intercepted by Cameron Harris back at the 40-yard line. Now he's going to reverse field coming this way. He's going to have a block in the back.
They didn't call
it. No flag. Harris still on the move. Now reverses the left side and will be slung down inside the 40-yard line.
They missed a big block in the back.
Right there, quarterback Zach Kessler pretty much threw that to nobody.
Yeah, after he dropped the snap, and Tucker got some late pressure, and then Cameron just came off his guy, picked the ball off, made a good run back. I talked to him last week, or I talked earlier how well Cameron played last week.
So Collins will have it first and 10 from the Chargers' 38-yard line. They'll go five wide set this time, three receivers to the wide side, to Lucas's left, two to his right. JR looks over the formation, takes a snap. Screen out to the left side to Maggard. Dalton crosses the field inside to 25, reverses field to 20, down to 10, to 5. He'll take it. Touchdown, Titans. Good run by Dalton Maggard. Made a couple of men miss at about the 25-yard line and just outrun the other two into the end zone. And Collins, for the first time tonight, has the lead.
That's a play last year. It seems like didn't hardly ever work at a little screen. Right there, though, JR hit Dalton right in
Try.
Thank you.
The numbers.
Yeah. And going for two here.
So after the first failed extra point attempt, the offense will stay on the field, and they will go for two. I think they'll be in a four-receiver set. Jacoby Evans, the only back in the backfield. Maggard and Harrod to his right. Roseberry and Cam Harris, I think, on the left side. Lucas looking. Fakes it. Goes in the back of the end zone, and he's got Maggard. Two-point conversion good. Fake the comeback and fade it to the back corner. And once again, Lucas and Maggard hook up for the two-point conversion. And Collins now leads it 14-7. A lot of offense early. 9:13 to go in the first. Collins leads it 14-7. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Once again by Hunter Wood.
Oh.
Hit at the 25. He'll struggle forward up over the 30, up to the 33-yard line. Tackle on the play.
First hit by Zach Stucker. Zach flies.
I don't know who 23 is.
That's Zach Stucker.
But he had a kill shot and he just missed it.
Yeah, I know.
So ball will be marked at the 33. Belize will take it there, first and 10. And Dalton Maggard, just talked about him earlier today, about not seeing him play a lot of defense, but Jacob Phillips a little shaken up on that kickoff return. He's going to hobble off Dalton Maggard to go out and play safety.
Seth Staples also in a defensive end.
Kessler in the shotgun. One back in the backfield with him. Quick throw to the outside, complete, and run out of bounds up at the 46-yard line. Pass complete to number five, Connor Polson. He had three catches for 76 yards and a touchdown last week against Eastern.
Basically
his
just
first
ran,
catch tonight.
Sorry, basically just ran down 10 yards, turned around, and threw the ball right over Zach's head.
First and 10 Chargers from their own 47-yard line. Same formation, two receivers each side. Going to give it to the first man through, and that's Purdue. Another 10-yard gain down inside the 45, down to the 43-yard line. So a lot of offense here early. Both teams moving up and down the field early. Collins leads it 14-7, not yet halfway through the first. Kessler will stay in the shotgun, first and 10. Quick pass out to the left side and through the hands once again of Deffler. That's two balls thrown his way, and he hasn't been able to control either one.
The ball was a nice pass. I'd like to put it right close to it.
Right before he caught the ball, he turned to look for the defense. Right through his hands.
I'll bring up second and 10 here for the Charger.
As John mentioned earlier, not getting much pressure on the quarterback. Sure, he's getting rid of the ball quick.
Kessler, quick throw again. This time a little wide receiver screen. We just saw Maggard score for Collins on. This complete down inside the 40, down close to the 36-yard line.
Kevin Clark.
That was complete to Kevin Clark, his first catch of the ballgame.
Tackle by number 29, Nick.
Going to bring up third and short. Third and about three. Ball marked just outside the 36-yard line.
Big third down here. I said they were probably in two-down territory, but.
Third and three, ball at the Collins 36. Kessler once again drops the ball, picks it up, and will have the first down as he spins down close to the 30-yard line.
He's having trouble. He's having trouble when he tries to, the snap ain't bad, but he tries to get the ball in the throwing position. He's dropped it two or three times, but he does throw the ball well.
And last tackle was by Nashawn Roseberry, who has rotated in playing safety. Kessler stays in the shotgun. High snap and hands it off to, I think, Deffler. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, stumbles forward inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line.
Luke Jaden's more playing. Last week he played safety. He's kind of playing that outside linebacker spot now.
Looks like he's playing outside linebacker here, almost locking the monster back in the middle.
All right.
Gain of two on that last play. Second and eight, ball at the 29. Two back set in the shotgun. Takes it, and we give it to Purdue. Another good run down close to the 20-yard line. Another first down run for Hunter Purdue at 190 yards rushing a week ago, and he's well on his way probably to the 100-yard mark here early after busting a 60-yard run to open things up today.
That guy, that's Purdue's running like a, like Tyler Long's goat ran last week into the house, jumped on the table. Man, running goat things, running free.
We are just not getting any penetration from the defensive line.
Kessler takes and fakes a handoff to Purdue this time. Will keep it himself around the right end, and he's got another 7 or 8 yards down inside the 15-yard line. Collins really shuffling players in and out. DJ Webb, Seth Staples checking in during this dead ball. They've tried multitude of guys. This town, really no answer thus far for the running attack from Bullet East. Kessler hands off to Deffler, I believe, this time. He's inside the 10, has a first down to about the 8-yard line.
That was Darius Williams in the game,
yep,
wasn't it?
Yep.
We got a player down for Bullet East, 53.
Zach Smith lost his helmet. He has to come out for Collins.
The lineman down, the training staff out on the field for Bullet East to check him out. 6:07, and all this, Scott, and we still have not met halfway through the first.
A lot of scoring going on here.
14-7, as we've seen both teams just go up and down the field. Let's take a quick break. It looks like that may be just a little bit if he's laying down his back. So listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
I'm down here with Coach Hammond from the Shelby County Martha Lane Collins baseball team. Max Power, one of my favorite 8th region baseball coaches.
Yeah. I tell you right now, Ricky gets on video interviewing that guy right there. He said you were the best umpire in the 8th region.
Well, he told me I was the best umpire in the state of Kentucky.
Well, that's because he didn't really play Hicks that night and didn't want to lose the Shelby camp.
Guys, they do not have an outside linebacker. Here he comes on the blitz. Oh, he just missed it. He just missed the blitz read.
Do we play without an outside linebacker?
Yes. They did not have an outside linebacker.
So we only played with 10?
No, they had 11.
Oh.
But they took the outside linebacker and went towards the outside coverage to stop the screen.
Touchdown run there by Hunter Purdue by the Bullies kicker, trying to tie things back up and continue to go up and down the field here early on in this one. Late start to this one. It was an hour delay. Kicked off at 8:30, and we're just now almost halfway, 6:03 to go in the first quarter. It's going to have an offside penalty.
Bullies moved.
Okay.
It was obvious.
The legal procedure on Bullet East. And we'll back the extra point try up.
I'm not sure you're going to win this game, but it might take 48 points to win it.
In 4 hours.
We may get out here at 12:30.
What else we got to do on a...
That's right.
That's John Carroll's go time, 12:30 to 2:30.
All right, snap.
He might catch it.
Is back. Kick up. And kick is good. So 6:03 to go here in the first quarter play. We're tied at 14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get you back inside.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming.
All right, 14-all. Not quite yet midway through the first as both teams have went up and down the field. The only difference is Bull East did throw an interception on their second drive of the game. Other than that, up and down the field, both teams have went. Roseberry back deep, flanked by Wilson and Maggard, and it was taken by Roseberry just inside the 10. Nashon trying to kick it in gear. Now trying to bounce it to the outside at the 25 and will be slung to the ground up near the 30-yard line. And Collins will take over possession. First and 10, ball marked at the 29. Lucas will come out five wide set this time. Empty backfield, looking over the defense. Takes a snap, dropping straight back, blitzing a linebacker. Now he's trying to get outside the pocket. Needs to throw it away.
Oh, no.
And threw it right to a Bull East defender, and if he caught
interception.
It.
Interception. Interception.
He did, and it's going to be a turnover.
That was not a good play.
No, he should have threw the ball out or went out of bounds.
And Bull East will take over just inside the 30-yard line. We'll have it first and 10 at the 29.
Did you just not see that guy?
No, the guy was right in front of him. I don't know if he thought he was throwing it out of bounds and it just didn't go further enough, or he just, I mean, threw it back to the kid's bread basket.
So we've seen both teams give one away. Both quarterbacks throwing an interception here in the first quarter. And I think Coach Lucas is going to take a timeout, and he will. We'll take a break as well. 5:47 to go in the first quarter of play. We're tied at 14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Right, after the turnover, Bull East will take over first and 10 from the Collins 29-yard line. Kessler in the shotgun, two backs with him. He'll come and ball but recovered by Kessler. Bad handoff exchange between him and Purdue. Loss of 1 yard back to the 30-yard line.
They've had some exchange problems. Once if they get the snap down, they've been running. Their offense has been very successful.
Guys, one thing that turnover does, it just puts that defense right back on the field. It looks like they're tired, and especially the defensive linemen. They're grasping for air right now.
So the loss of one will put the Chargers back to the 30-yard line, second and 11. Kessler drops back plenty of time. Going to throw it out to the right side. Ball up in the air for a long period of time and will be complete down inside the 15-yard line. Finally tackled by Fitzgerald.
That was just a jump ball.
Well, he's got to go get the, he didn't, he's just waiting for him to catch it and tackle him. He's got to go after the ball. That's what Cameron does on this side. Fitzgerald's got to go after the ball on that side.
He just waited too long and should attack the football.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So that gain will put Bullet East down inside the 15. Ball mark looks like at the 14-yard line, first and 10. Midway through the first quarter of play, we're tied at 14. Kessler takes it, hands it to Purdue, got another running lane. He's going to take it into the end zone, touchdown. And it's just really gashing Collins here right up the middle. And Purdue on his way, I think, to a 1,000-yard season here in game two.
He might be on his way to 1,000-yard tonight. Well, one thing about it, you're not going to be able to turn the football over. Now, puts Collins' offense back. You know, they've had success. I believe if they don't turn the football over, I believe they can, you know, they're going to put up points, but just a bad turnover there. That last possession by J.R., you just got to throw the ball away. You got to make sure you throw it away. Not
extra point attempt here for Bull East. And low.
No good.
Snap.
No good.
And a kick goes wide left, so the extra point attempt, no good. But with 4:47, Bull East takes the lead back, 20-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
All right, Bullet East set to kick it off. They lead it here, 20-14, 4:47 to go here in the first quarter of play. A lot of offense, but not a lot of game time here so far. Kick, high kick, going to be taken by the up man at the 20-yard line. And he's running directly to the right side, and we'll get up maybe to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, on that one, guys, that's where he's just got to take the ball straight up the middle.
Yeah.
He went 15, 20 yards to the right.
Who was it?
Eats.
Okay.
He's just got to take and get what he can up the middle of the field and get 8-10 more yards.
So Collins will take over, first and 10 from their own 25. Bullet East started the game with a long touchdown run. Collins answered back to take the lead 14-7. But after an interception, Belize has taken the lead back 20-14. Hand off to Roseberry. Ran the left side.
He's got
a good gain up to the 45-yard line as he kicked it in another gear at about the 30 and ran through a couple of arm tackles.
I don't believe
it. A good 20-yard gain.
I don't believe Collins' offense can be stopped if they can just don't turn the ball over. So far it hadn't. Neither has Bullet East.
Right, you're right. Neither one.
That's how come you got 20-14 with 4 minutes going to first quarter.
I just seen number two from Bullet East go over and shake Coach Lucas's hand because Magger was on the opposite side just then.
Zach Jones. Most time, guys named Zach Jones pretty good.
Five wide set this time. Lucas all alone in the backfield. Takes a snap. Looking to throw it quickly, and he's got it complete up to midfield. That pass was complete to Peyton Hawk, who also set out last week, and that's his first action of the year tonight.
Dad does a good job taking pictures on the sideline.
Just short of midfield, 5-yard gain will bring up second and 5. Go back to a two-back set here out of the shotgun with Evans and Roseberry. Fakes it to Evans, gives it to Roseberry. Nate Shot now trying to kick it to the outside. And will have the first down inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line.
Nate Shot really looking good running the football early this year. A lot more decisive on his runs, knows where he's going, putting his foot in the ground, cuts up the field, finishing runs a lot better than he did, you know, last year. And that's just, you know, like you mentioned, just getting a little bit stronger. And
looked like Collins went back to that little trap play, bringing the backside guard and tackle, trapping and kicking him out.
First and 10, Titans, as they trying to march down the field. They've now got it on the Bullet East side of things. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Once again, five wide set, three receivers to his left, two to his right. JR, it's going to be a quarterback draw, and he'll have about a 5-yard gain down inside the 40 to the 39, maybe down to the 38-yard line.
That's the play right there. They ran a lot with Lawson. Just pretty much, you know, put the ball in his hands and make play right there. Nice first down run by J.R. I was just going to say, J.R., it's one thing we haven't seen yet, J.R. run the football.
I think it's one of those plays you just say, hey, here I am. I'm being honest, keeping you honest, especially the linebackers.
Right. I'd like to see my man Jacoby Evans get a carry here.
Jacoby would, too.
And so would Mom and Dad.
Second and 5 from the 39. J.R. dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw it. Now still looking. Now going to step up.
Oh.
And loses the ball. Ball on the ground. I think it's going to be recovered by Bullet East. I think it's 24.
I think Collins may have taken it away from him.
And we'll see how they unpile the players.
Looks like it's a horse collar.
Yep, third down.
And
J.R.'s got to protect the football.
Guys, one thing I just saw right there, two was beat again and just grabbed Maggard by the jersey and undressed him. And there's no flag. He's talking to the referee right now about it.
So yeah. There'll be a loss of five back to the 44. 1:52 to go here in the first. 20-14 Bullet East.
Collins in four down territory, without a doubt.
Third and 10 from the 44-yard line of Bullet East.
He'll
take the snap. Rolling to his left in trouble. Be sacked back in the 45-yard line.
Well, maybe not four down territory now.
So Collins will be forced to punt this one away.
I think right there you saw the difference between Collins and Bullet East as far as the first quarter goes. Bullet East is getting a little bit more penetration with their front five than what Collins is.
That was a nice drive that went back.
Number 80, Andrew Lee, will handle the punting duties. Number 23, Hunter Perdue, back deep for Bullet East.
Andrew is a freshman. Playing a little defensive end, too.
Waiting for the snap. Wobbly snap gets it back to him. Pretty decent punt. And we'll hit down at the 20. Take a Collins bounce. Still on
stop,
the move.
Stop, and we'll roll
into the end zone.
Oh, looked like one of my nine irons today.
Did you actually hit one?
I hit a bunch of nine irons.
Yeah.
A whole bunch.
And then we moved to the second hole. So the touchback will give Bullet East possession. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
The main squeeze with a shot at John Carroll. Wow.
The main squeeze. Got a lot of people listening.
A lot of people listening tonight.
We'd like, especially down in Lawrence County.
We'd like to say hi to John Carroll's love of his life down in Lawrence County. Judy, thanks for listening.
Bullet East come out. Same formation they've stuck with pretty much the entirety of the game. He'll hand it off to Perdue again. Another good gain. And he's up over the 25-yard line. Another 7 or 8 yards on first down for Hunter Perdue.
I don't think they'll have to run another play in this quarter unless they just choose to.
I would choose to. I would choose to run as many as they can, whether they're running them.
They're not going to run nothing.
15 seconds to go, and the Bullet East offense will head to the sideline, and that'll take care of the first quarter play. Up and down the field we've been. The Bullet East leads it here after one quarter play, 20-14. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.